Once upon a time, it's the memory. It's like synergy. Life the hardest teacher y'all could ever get to master. Get a test first, then y'all get that lesson after. Steve's never stressing them G's to freeze egos. Please, I just get them in threes like the Migos. What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnose Success Podcast. I'm your host, K Sparks. We are blessed and highly favored. It's a blessing to be a blessing. Truly appreciate y'all tapping in every week. Y'all know what it is, man. And before we get started, as always, going to tap into that word of the day, something motivational, inspirational, get you through your day, your week, your life. All right, I love this. It says, the longer you stay on the wrong train, the more expensive it is to get home. I say that again. The longer you stay on the wrong train, the more expensive it is to get home. I love that word of the day because it's straightforward, it's to the point. Basically, just dropping a lot of gems on how you got to be intentional with your life. You feel me? Every single day, you got to be intentional with your life in terms of like the faces and places that you surround yourself with. Either you're going to be on the right train or the wrong train. Right train is going to get you where you got to go. Wrong train is going to delay you every time. It's going to take you longer to get home. And what is home? Home is success. Home is destiny. Home is purpose. And in order for you to get home, get your destiny, get your purpose, you got to be on the right train. Surround yourself with like-minded people that want to build. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals that want to elevate, and you'll get to where you got to go. And that is the word of the day. All right? Before today, we're going to keep it hip-hop. We're going to keep it a stack. We're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar and Drake. I touched on this before, and I shied away from it because I don't like trendy topics, to be honest with y'all. Like, a lot of times I do reaction videos, but I kind of try to stay away from those because I just see so many people jumping on the same topic. So a lot of the topics that we have for this podcast, we either create them ourselves or our listeners submit them. But I think this is dope because we need to talk about Kendrick and Drake. There's been so much going on, and I just want to give my perspective. I don't get too crazy, but I'll start at the beginning very briefly. I've known about Kendrick Lamar and Drake for a very long time. I'm talking about when Drake first dropped his first project, Room for Improvement. That was a mixtape / album, but it was really dope. I knew about Kendrick when he was doing a lot of his mixtapes and coming up in the underground scene as well. So respectively, two talented artists for two different reasons. And I think that plays a part into this battle as well. I see a lot of people giving a think pieces and all of that. And that's cool. Shout out to them. But they can't do it like we do it. No shade. And this is just my perspective. So when I say two different dope artists for two different reasons, I feel that Drake was always a very talented singer / rapper. So people talk about the ghostwriting claims and all of that. And to be honest with you, that's neither here nor there because a lot of your favorite artists have ghostwriters. Plot twist, hate to break it to you, right? But everybody's not as gifted with the pen as others. And that's okay because you have artists that perform and then you've got actual writers that can write. So at the end of the day, do I hold that against him? No, I really don't give a fuck about that, to be honest with you. Kim makes good records, hate it or love it. He makes bops. Kendrick, I like Kendrick for a different reason. Kendrick is a lyrical lyricist. Kendrick is a poet. Kendrick is a writer. He's a writer's writer. He's a rapper's rapper. So a lot of the ideologies that he believes, that he holds on to, I respect. His conscious thought, his intention with his lyricism, and his intention in regards to social justice that he talks about in his music. So when you talk about Drake, you talk about Kendrick, it's two totally different beasts. But respectively, they're good in their own realms. Like, I believe that two truths can exist at the same time. Kendrick is awesome. He's amazing for what he does for hip hop and the culture. Drake is awesome in his own regard. I've heard people say things like Ebro said, he felt like Drake was a cancer. Long story short, that Drake needed to grow up, that his music was very immature, and that's what's wrong with hip hop. It's like a cancer to hip hop. What I will say to that is that I don't judge anybody on their journey because everybody's life journey is different. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to judge that man for making music that's true to him. Because at the end of the day, you damn if you do and you damn if you don't. You got to remember, people saying, well, yo, man, we tired of fake shit in hip hop, right? Well, if this man is true to himself in regards to, like, he wants to party all the time and he wants to make records about that, that's his truth. So you're going to kill the dude for walking in his truth about him wanting to party all the time? That's his life, you know? Is that my cup of tea? No. I like lyrical conscious hip hop, right? But I'm not going to crucify him for it, right? And then Kendrick makes the music that he makes. So I think that that's awesome. I think that what this all boils down to is that you've got two demographics of consumers and people. Kendrick represents the group or the dynamic of people that are woke, people that love real hip hop, people that are dealing with real things, and people that aren't in denial about those things. They're in tune with their reality. They're in tune with the racial divide in this country. They're in tune with the need for more. And they want that more because they're going through real shit and they can identify that. I feel like Drake's base is more party and more individuals that just want to live life, enjoy life, and yeah, they got shit going on, but they just want to party their way through it. So you got two different dynamics going on that are clashing. And I feel that Kendrick ultimately won the war. You know, sometimes you could win the battle but lose the war. I feel overall he definitely won the war. There's no doubt about that. As far as where Drake is at right now, I know he just put out an album with a Party Next Door. And for what it is, it's good for what it is, right? It's R&B, chill tracks for the ladies. That's where he reigns supreme. So I think for Drake right now that he just needs to stay and exist in that realm. Possibly the biggest mistake he did was entertaining Kendrick, because by entertaining Kendrick, it just became a big thing. And Kendrick just took him down because he's a lyricist and he's very calculated. So I think Drake was probably playing checkers while Kendrick was in chess mode. Like, he was like four or five steps ahead of Drake. And sometimes it's like a David and Goliath mentality too. People can become consumed with their ego, with their arrogance. And I think because Drake was winning for so long, I mean, this kid is super successful. He's had super hits, collab with a lot of people. Even though a lot of those people turned out didn't like him, right? They were like, yo, fuck this dude, man. We tired of him winning. Yeah, we fuck with Kendrick now. But that's the industry. That's record industry shit. A lot of bozos, a lot of fake shit, sneak shit, right? But I feel that that was his biggest mistake. Because sometimes your biggest strength is in what you don't do. That's a bar right there. Your biggest strength is in what you don't do. When you engage with certain things, it can destroy you, quite possibly. So, I mean, who knows, right? Woulda, shoulda, coulda. If when Kendrick put out that verse on Future and Metro song, you know, he's like, motherfuck the big three, it's just Big Me. Who knows what woulda happened if Drake just woulda said, all right, cool, you can have it. And let it just die on the vine, right? Because there's something about not entertaining things too, right? Like, when we don't entertain it, then we don't give it strength, we don't give it power. But he engaged, and I think that was probably due to his arrogance because he's been winning for so long. And then he won the battle with Meek Mill, so he probably felt like, I can do this. But that was a big mistake, man. And I think that's a metaphor for life too, right? You can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. So sometimes you got to be very strategic and well calculated in regards to what you're doing. So I say all that to say is that I think it's a very interesting battle. That's I mean, even with the Super Bowl, like, that kind of, like, it was very apparent that was like a nail in the coffin. However, I think the best move for Drake to do is just to leave this alone, pivot, continue to do the music that he makes. And, you know, listen, man, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It happened. All you can do is move forward. In life, you can't dwell on what happened. You just got to keep moving forward, right? So that's my take on it, short and brief. I'm not going to elaborate any further because I see cats doing 3-hour think pieces. Y'all are bugging, right? Nobody got time for that. So, you know, that's my thought on the situation. But comment below. Let me know what y'all think, man. Who y'all rock with? Y'all team Drake? Y'all team Kendrick? You know, what did y'all think about the battle? What do y'all think about the Super Bowl? All the stuff that's going on. And either way, man, I love to hear from y'all. You heard? So until next week, peace.